Part 2. Long Conversations.
Directions.
In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, some questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Conversation 1.
Directions.
First, study the words and expressions in the table below. Then, listen to the conversation and select the best answer to each question. J.K. Rowling granted us a rare interview in Edinburgh, Scotland. You're known as the first billionaire author, so what do you actually think money has done for you?
It frees you, that's what it does. That's why it's like a superpower. I mean, the luxury of literally being able to sit down and say, where should we go for a holiday? And you will not be in any way limited.
Did you ever imagine your life being the way it is now?
No, never. It overshot the mark so ridiculously that I was not prepared for it. This is a thing I've never really spoken about. I was a writer. I had no one near me professionally or personally who could in any way help me when I had questions like, what do you do when the press is searching your bins, you know?
Tell me about people's criticism of you. Have you made peace with your relationship with God? And do you call it God?
Yes, I do. I struggle with it.
But when you read the Potter books, watch the Potter movies, the theme that is consistent and that obviously in the end rules is love.
Yes, this is a concept which runs through all the major religions, without exception. But sometimes I know what I believe because of what I have written. Oddly, if you'd asked me before I wrote it, what did I believe? I maybe couldn't have told you, but it does come through strongly in the Potter books. You're right. It does, and in the end, love wins.
What is your dream of happiness?
Well, in the first Harry Potter book, Dumbledore says to Harry that the happiest man alive would look in the mirror and see himself exactly as he is. So I would have to say that I'm pretty close.
That is pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. Questions. 9. Why does Rowling consider money frees her? Ten. According to Rowling, what is her attitude to the present way of life? 11. What do we learn from the conversation about the theme of Rowling's books? 12. Why was the first Harry Potter book mentioned by the end of the conversation?
2.
Directions.
First, study the words and expressions in the table below. Then, listen to the conversation and select the best answer to each question.
A recently released movie, 12 Years a Slave, is drawing attention and praise in Hollywood. John Ridley wrote the screenplay. Well, welcome to you. Tell us first about this person, Solomon, and the book it is based on, and your own experience of encountering it.
Solomon is a truly remarkable individual. And one of the interesting things is, after he was freed from slavery, his book called 12 Years a Slave was really quite well known here in America. And then it disappeared from the cultural consciousness. McQueen, the director of the film, came across the book about 5 years ago and gave it to me. I read it and thought it was a really singular document and how expressive it was, how the clarity of how Solomon talked about his experience. And we both decided that this story in particular was worth telling.
Well, tell us a little bit more about what you felt needed to be told.
For most people, their visual experiences with slavery were Gone with the Wind, which may be an entertaining film, but went at slavery from a different outlook. For us, we wanted an emotional honesty, and that's what we tried to achieve in every step.
Well, I know that you do not spare audience much of the daily violence. Were there discussions between you and McQueen about how far to go?
Yes, I think in some ways you have to compare where the language of cinema is. With this film, I think it's because you care about the people and we see these individuals as humans, that on the occasion there are three or four moments that are very difficult. We never wanted to refrain from these moments, the beauty, the humanity, the family nature, or things that are difficult. And that was our objective, to humanize these very brutal moments in the history of slavery.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Questions. 13. According to the conversation, what is true about Solomon? What is Ridley's impression on the book 12 Years a Slave? 15. What did Ridley say about film Gone with the Wind? 16. What is Ridley's opinion about the violence presented in the movie 12 Years a Slave?